how do we get rid of envy? There are two aspects to it. First is that we become envious when we feel that we are in competition with others. When there is this conception that, okay, you know, I want to get into this college and there are only 10 seats over there and there are 1,000 students competing. Then if they get some, if another person gets it, that's the expense of what I am going to get. So when we have a material definition of happiness, to a large extent, envy is unavoidable. Because in at the material level, the sources of happiness are limited. Whereas the people who want the happiness is much, much more. So that's why we need to redefine happiness. When we define happiness in terms of our bhakti for Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, then Krishna, we understand that Krishna being God is unlimited. He's omnipresent. So he can be in your heart and be fully available for you. At the same time, he can be in my heart and be fully available to me. So the more we realize that spiritual happiness is not of a competitive nature. When we define happiness in terms of a source that is non-competitive, then we can actually foundationally stabilize the fight against envy. So without that, it is very difficult. So once we redirect our eyes and our heart towards Krishna, then envy goes down substantially. Because we understand that, now, no matter how much others have, that doesn't matter for me. My relationship with Krishna is secure. And if I develop my relationship with Krishna, then I can be happy. And if others are more advanced, it doesn't matter. I can take inspiration from them and I can also advance. That's with respect to the spiritual side. Now, while we are living in the material world, yes, we will see that some people have more things, some people have less things. It can be things in terms of possessions, or it can be things also in terms of talents and abilities. So here what we need to do is, we need to focus on what we have rather than what others have. Say now suppose after this talk, there is going to be food. So say there is a feast. But suppose you have gone for a feast where it's a special kind of feast, where everybody has different items in their plate. And now I have got a feast in my plate, but I am looking at, what does he have? What does she have? Oh, she has got this, I don't have this. Oh, he has got that, I don't have that. Well, I have a feast in my plate. So like that, actually all of us have gifts. All of us have abilities. Sometimes some gifts may be a little hidden. We have to look around in the plate and see what all is there. But our situation often at the material level becomes that we are looking at what is there in everyone else's plate without looking at what is in our plate. So what abilities we have are enough for our pursuit of happiness. Even if from an objective point of view, somebody might have more abilities, somebody might have less abilities. But as I said, what we have doesn't determine our happiness. What we do with what we have determines our happiness. So if we focus on the gifts that we have and we strive to use them properly, we will get happiness. So by focusing on connecting with Krishna and by thereafter focusing not on what others have but on what we have, with the faith that what I have is enough for me, if I use it properly, we can actually counter envy. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes,